This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Widespread heat's putting more pressure on power grids.
My air conditioner right now is running almost all the time.
That woman's in Scottsdale, Arizona, where highs will hit 115 degrees today. And it's even hotter in Phoenix. CBS's Jared Hill.
There have been nearly 700 heat-related emergency calls in the Phoenix area for June and July alone. This is one of them. Cold water on his body, plus an IV with ice-cold saline.
We put some of our IVs on ice or cool our IVs so we can cool that internal temperature quicker for those individuals.
Forecasters say the heat's spreading further south now and into the plains. More athletes are recruiting attorneys to sue Northwestern University over an alleged hazing scandal. Former quarterback Lloyd Yates.
We were thrown into a culture where physical, emotional, and sexual abuse was normalized. No teammate I knew liked hazing. We were all victims.
He claims coaches and school leaders ignored it. We're learning more now about the possible federal charges former President Trump could face as the Justice Department looks into January 6th. Reporter Graham Cates is in Washington.
There was a statute that would hint at the charge, conspiracy to commit an offense or to defraud the U.S., and another statute where the potential charges range from obstruction of an official proceeding to tampering with a witness.
It's still unclear whether Trump will appear before a grand jury tomorrow. The Pentagon says an American soldier is still in custody in North Korea after dashing across its border yesterday. Sarah Leslie witnessed it.
Suddenly I noticed a guy running, guy dressed in black, running what looked like full gas towards the North Korean side. And my first thought was, what an absolute idiot. I assumed he was sort of getting a mate to film it for some kind of TikTok stunt or something like that.
He was set to face assault charges in the U.S. for attacking police officers in South Korea. We're getting a better sense of why actors are fighting so hard for better pay in Hollywood. SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher talked about it on CBS Mornings.
Most of my members don't even meet the threshold to get health insurance, which is only $26,000 a year. And in most jobs, that would be considered a part-time job.
It is only July, but shipments have already started for this fall's flu vaccine. Here's reporter Alexander Tin.
Tens of millions of doses are expected to be in pharmacies and doctor's offices by September. The CDC says most Americans should get a shot between September and October.
Flu season usually peaks around January or February. The CDC says about 9 million people caught it last year. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For 105.7 CFW and 93.5 The Tap, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Court dates for the teenager accused of killing Lily Peters last year have been scheduled. Motions this week to seal photos and videos of the case were accepted. Another motion hearing next week will decide what evidence can be used by prosecutors. On August 7th, the court is scheduled to decide whether the case will be moved to juvenile court or if the now 15-year-old suspect will be tried as an adult. Earlier this year, two Northwestern Wisconsin police officers were killed in the line of duty. Now, their communities are honoring them. County Highway SS in Barron County between Chetek and Cameron was renamed Monday night to be the Officer Emily Breidenbach and Officer Hunter Scheel Memorial Highway. The officers were killed on April 8th after being shot by 50-year-old Glenn Perry during a traffic stop. He died from a gunshot wound after shooting both officers with an AR-15. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says there's a chance of scattered severe storms across northwestern Wisconsin this evening, the main threat being large hail and damaging winds. From the Civic Media News Desk in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, You're talking about 11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And another announcement about baseball tickets, some good news. We have some baseball tickets still left to give away on this show. It's coming Friday against the Atlanta Braves, Milwaukee Brewers against Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. Opening pitch, 7:10 p.m. Brewers are surging. They're winning. They're going to go in the playoffs. I think they have a good shot at the World Series. And I'll say again, you can always listen to Brewer games live on Civic Media. The Fox Valley and Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107 FM, 1450 AM. A lot to talk about today. Let's get right to it. Unfortunately, Donald Trump continues to dominate the headlines in a bad way, not in a good way. But I'm going to start in Michigan. Michigan has an attorney general named Dana Nessel. Michigan was one of the states that had the fake electors, the phony electors. So did Wisconsin. So did Georgia. So did Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Arizona. The fake electors hid what they were doing. Dana Nessel just charged 16 of the fake electors with a number of counts of general, just forgery and election law forgery counts. Remember that in Atlanta, Fannie Willis, a great DA, and she isn't even the attorney general of Georgia. She's only the attorney, the district attorney of Fulton County, which is Atlanta. And she has forced the fake electors in Georgia in front of a grand jury, giving some of them immunity to turn on Donald Trump. I have a lot of respect for Fannie Willis. I have a lot of respect for Dana Nessel. So Dana Nessel has charged them. Here's the deal. Here are the facts and the charges. On December 14, 2020, remember that the election was beginning of November 2020, Trump lost. On December 14, 2020, 16 Democratic electors, they all met at the Michigan State Capitol for Biden to cast their votes for Biden. Biden won Michigan by 150,000 votes. Hillary Clinton had lost it by 10,000 in 2016 after Comey turned on her and fingered her that he was thinking of bringing charges, then not bringing charges. And he kept his mouth shut about Trump, who he was investigating for colluding with the Ruskies. That, in my view, turned that election. This time, Joe Biden beat Trump by 150,000 votes. What happens is when you win a state, you designate the electors the number of congressmen and senators that are in that state. So, for instance, in Wisconsin, we have 8 congressmen. By congressmen, senators and members of the House of Representatives are all in Congress. But we tend to talk about them as senators in the upper house and congressmen in the lower house, even though they're really just representatives in the lower house. So there are 10 electors in Wisconsin, the 8 congressmen, 2 senators. And the idea is that they are supposed to vote on the Electoral College for the winner of their state. And the way you handle that is that the president who won, and certainly his supporters, in this case, Governor Evers, designate 10 sure things. They designate members of the Democratic Party, people they know are going to do the right thing. They don't always do the right thing. There were electors in the Western states that Hillary Clinton won who didn't vote for her. And it went up to the U.S. Supreme Court and they said, you can't have what's called a faithless elector. They've got to follow the state results. But in 1960, some of the electors in Alabama, John Kennedy won Alabama, wouldn't vote for him. A number of them wouldn't vote for him. And he won anyway. But that's a problem, but it's not a problem here in the Midwest. Tends not to have been. Anyway, in Michigan, they get 16. That must mean they have 14 congressmen and 2 senators. They all met at the Capitol. Democrats, they voted for Biden. The Republican fake electors, in secret, 16 of them, met in the basement of Republican Party headquarters and signed fake documents, as happened here in Wisconsin, claiming Trump won Michigan, even though he lost by more than 150,000 votes. And 2 staffers from the Michigan Republican Party stood guard outside, and word had leaked out. There's a film crew there, and they turned them away. Nobody could go in. Even spouses of the fake electors couldn't go in. The fake electors were told in Michigan there could be no recording equipment, and they had to surrender their cell phones on the way in. And they got put in a box so that they couldn't sneakily record one another. What happened is the meeting was arranged by the Republican chair of Michigan and the Republican National Committee. I assume that Jack Smith is looking at that. Did Ronna Romney McDaniels, was she in on it? She should be indicted if she was in on it. Then the fake electors in Michigan complained about another fake elector who posted on Facebook. One of them was so dumb, they went on Facebook. They said, this is what we did. And there's a text where one says to the other, was she not told at the meeting to keep quiet? Let me tell you something. The Wisconsin fake electors did the same thing. They went over, and Scott Fitzgerald, now in Congress, but then a state senator, set it up, and Voss set it up, and they met in secret. The same thing. They were told not to say anything, not to squeal. Not to squeal. But the only people that have been prosecuted so far as state electors have been in Michigan, and that just happened now. Fannie Willis put a knife to their throat, so they squealed. She may still prosecute them. I don't know. Now, what about the state electors in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada? They could all be prosecuted. It's possible that Jack Smith is going to do it. He can do it federally, too. He's had some of them there and some Wisconsin fake electors he's had in front of his grand jury or interviewed. And they squealed. The problem with squealing is if you're one of the first to squeal, you go in early for cooperation. Sometimes they will let you off or they won't prosecute you. If you come in late to squeal and they already have the info, you are no use to them, and they reject your proffer. Going to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
I'm glad you touched on where you started your show. I'd like to call Ron Johnson to this segment today and say, Ron, any thoughts? Do you have any thoughts? Because if you don't, you got nothing to say. You got two choices. Resign now, admit to what happened, and get on with your life. But if you don't resign and you don't do anything, I think there's going to be a knock on your door. What do you think, Matt? Our potential for him being prosecuted. What's your thought?
Yeah, that's a very interesting point, because there is a fact that I'll emphasize in what you said. Ron Johnson was carrying around the Michigan state elector list. He wasn't carrying around the Wisconsin state elector list. He didn't want to leave fingerprints on what was going to happen in Wisconsin. But they agreed to swap off. One guy would stick a knife in Michigan. The other guy would stick a knife in Wisconsin. And this guy's a U.S. senator. And he just got reelected. He just got reelected, for God's sake. The idea of prosecution, he absolutely should have been called in before Jack Smith. But Jack Smith has been very reluctant to call in Republican senators and congressmen, because if they had stormed the Capitol, yes. If it comes to, the guy's carrying around the list and he lies, and you say, I thought these were the electors, which is false. I think, to be candid, I think it's very unlikely he's going to be prosecuted by Jack Smith, and he has not so far been prosecuted by Dana Nessel. But I would like to see more of these guys prosecuted around the country. Bill, thanks for calling in. Bobby of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bobby?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad that you talked about this topic. We were looking at this last night and kind of the breaking news. And I guess you answered my question regarding Ron Johnson, which is super disappointing, because I was really hoping to see him caught up in this. I think he should be. He had a part in it. He should own his part. But I was an alternate elector for Biden in December of 2020. So I was part of the group that went down, and we had an insane amount of security. Like literally armed police officers. It was this whole thing that had never been done before. They switched our hotel rooms. It was a thing. And it was such an honor to be an alternate. I mean, there's 10 spots in Wisconsin. I was number 12. So I didn't get to cast a vote, but I had to be there just in case someone couldn't. And it was during COVID, so that made sense. But talk about ruining an experience. I mean, the level of security and the protesters outside the Capitol, and then those idiots trying to do the fake elector thing. I think they should all be prosecuted. I mean, they tried to hijack our democracy.
Yeah, that is a fascinating call, Bobby. You were a witness. You were an eyewitness. In fact, you were a participant in the good part. And I want to just say this to you and to Bill of Oconomowoc. I'm not saying that Ron Johnson shouldn't be prosecuted, and I'm not saying he can't be. For instance, if Dana Nessel pursues this, which she should, and frankly, Jack Smith should pursue it, and we should pursue it in Wisconsin. If somebody says, I gave this list to Ron Johnson, told him these were the fake electors, and the deal was to give him to Pence, try to steal the election, he should be prosecuted. And that clearly is what happened. What, the guy walks around by accident with fake electors for another state? How'd he get them? He said, I was only involved for 3 seconds. Remember that? If I pull the trigger, that's 3 seconds. I could kill a guy. Give me a break. I think he should be prosecuted. In fact, that's a damn good idea. Dana Nessel should jump on that, and Jack Smith too. Thanks. Everybody else, stay on the line. We got to go to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I'll take you an order back after the break.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa?
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good. Doesn't. We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated storms this evening, some could be strong, mostly clear overnight, and a low in the low 60s. A mix of sun and clouds and upper 70s for Thursday. Sunshine and around 80 Friday. A stray storm or two possible Saturday, high in the low 80s. It's 82 right now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. There's a lot of you. I'm going to take you in order. If you can keep it a little short, that would be great. Do not hang up. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're first. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Great call from up north from the lady. That was very, very opening. I mean, that was just a cool call. Second of all, Ron Johnson didn't win the election in the state. The Democratic Party, plain and simple, blew it. They blew it. A pathetic campaign they ran. So, but not only Ron Johnson, he needs to be prosecuted for carrying around fake electors. So does the Republican delegation for the Congress. I think there's five or six of them that were involved in it. I'll let you go. Thanks. Bye.
No, you're right. And the fact is that Ron Johnson could be prosecuted in Michigan, Washington, or Wisconsin. But the fact is the fake electors here should be prosecuted. He was not himself a fake elector. He was just an enabler sliding around with the Michigan. But there were 10 fake electors here in Wisconsin. A couple of them snitched on everybody, and they probably got immunity. I don't know. But that leaves the rest of them. One of them was on the Wisconsin Election Commission. For God's sake, something should be done. Next up, Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Bob of Madison?
Well, I'm worried about the Russia thing and blocking the grain out of Odessa and so forth. Zelensky was saying one of the reasons he wants the F-16 is to protect that route.
Bob, hold on for a second. That is a segment, and I'm going to reference what you said. It's a profound call. Thank you for calling. But right now we're talking about the fake electors. So thank you. But listen to the rest of the show, and you will hear what I have to say. I think you're absolutely right. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. Jack, Hello. What's in your mind today? Hey, Jack.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I can now. Well, the first thing I want to say is, Ron Johnson, I was only involved for 3 seconds. Well, gee, there's this guy that went in to rob a bank, and he pulls out the gun, and he goes to the teller and says, I want your money. And she pushes the alarm button, and he runs like crazy and leaves out of the bank. Of course, the cops catch him. Well, I was only in the bank for a minute and a half. So that's a real good excuse. But it seems to me that for the Republicans, the elephant in the room is that virtually nobody is talking about is the attempted political coup against American democracy. These slates of fraudulent electors that Johnson and others attempted to present as legitimate, it was an attempt to overturn a legitimate election and electoral college results. And they haven't been disavowed by even one single member of the current Republican Party. They haven't even been discussed in Congress, much less in the gerrymandered Republican legislatures around the country. And this would have clearly disenfranchised millions of voters in those states. This is a much more dangerous situation than the obvious violent January 6th physical attack. You can solve that by sufficient policing. Much more dangerous is an illegal attempt to foist a political insurrection in the guise of it being legal. It isn't, of course. And that's, and finally, what's happening in Michigan is should happen to every single conspirator, but especially all those who illegally signed that they were legitimate electors. They should all be charged. And especially those in office like Bob Spindell, they should immediately be removed because they can't be trusted to and should not attempt to influence election results or legislation. So that's my rant for the day.
That's an excellent, excellent and profound call. Here's the thing. This was an attempt, and it was a multifaceted attempt, to hold on to power and to oppose the peaceful transition of power despite an election result. That's what it was. Every autocracy, every fascist, communist, authoritarian autocracy in the world always claims that they are operating under the law. They're lying in all of these cases. Sometimes they'll only have one other opposing candidate. Sometimes in North Korea, you're mailed a ballot with only Kim Jong-un's name on it. Those are extremes. In Russia, somebody like Vladimir Putin gets 85% of the vote. This is America. This is America. George Washington and the rest of them didn't fight the Revolutionary War just for the heck of it. This was a case where Joe Biden won by over 7 million votes, 60 electoral votes. And they set up a system in six states, the Green Bay sweep, where they were going to have fake electors. And they had prominent people like Ron Johnson in on this, who are going to submit them to Pence. And Pence is supposed to get up and say, well, there's a dispute. There's two sets of electors, just like 1876, when Rutherford Hayes finally beat Sam Tilden. This is like 1876. I throw it to the Congress. Each congressional delegation gets one vote. It's not electors, it's one vote. More than half of the states have majority Republican delegations. Why? Because they're very small, a lot of them. You know, California and New York have a lot of people, they're Democratic, but they get one vote in that. Wyoming has one congressman, two senators, they get one vote, just like California. They would have voted to put Trump in this alleged, quote, dispute, end quote, over, quote, electors, end quote, and do exactly what happened in 1876 when Rutherford Hayes took the election away from Sam Tilden, because Rutherford Hayes was a Lincoln Republican for civil rights, the abolition of slavery. You know, Rutherford Hayes was a colonel at the Battle of Antietam. And Sam Tilden was a Southerner who was opposed to civil rights. So you might think that was good. Well, it's certainly not good in general. We go into a break. I see the lines. There's a lot of you. Do not hang up. Direct order, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. A nationwide heat dome will get worse before it breaks. Meteorologist Jim Cantore is with the Weather Channel.
Not only are we looking at record highs, but also record high low temperatures in the morning. So we're going to see some of these temperatures, especially in the Southwest, stay up into the 90s. So it's absolutely ridiculous.
Experts are warning folks to stay cool and hydrated. The sun's making dozens of people sick in cities like Phoenix. The Pentagon says a U.S. soldier was trying to skip out on more charges here by crossing into North Korea. Reporter Alex Jensen.
He was fined close to $4,000 by a local court in February. He'd been accused of damaging a police car that had been responding to a report of assault last October.
Get your affairs in order.
We're ready. We already have the financial advisors ready.
You're going to need them if you hit tonight's Powerball. The jackpot is now up to $1 billion because no one's hit it since mid-April. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For 105.7 CFW and 93.5 The Tap, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Court dates for the teenager accused of killing Lily Peters last year have been scheduled. Motions this week to seal photos and videos of the case were accepted. Another motion hearing next week will decide what evidence can be used by prosecutors. On August 7th, the court is scheduled to decide whether the case will be moved to juvenile court or if the now 15-year-old suspect will be tried as an adult. Earlier this year, two Northwestern Wisconsin police officers were killed in the line of duty. Now, their communities are honoring them. County Highway SS in Barron County between Chetek and Cameron was renamed Monday night to be the Officer Emily Bryden Bach and Officer Hunter Scheel Memorial Highway. The officers were killed on April 8th after being shot by 50-year-old Glenn Perry during a traffic stop. He died from a gunshot wound after shooting both officers with an AR-15. And the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says there's a chance of scattered severe storms across northwestern Wisconsin this evening, the main threat being large hail and damaging winds. From the Civic Media News Desk in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principled above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Jean?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm doing a lot of great callers today. You know, really and truly, this was an organized crime. This was a criminal plot. It was planned. It was well organized. It had several criminal activities or actions where the fraudulent electors actually had documents, fraudulent documents that they put their signatures on from various areas throughout the United States of America. This thing should be really taken to the courts. It needs to be prosecuted because this was no small thing. These people knew what they were doing and doing it in clandestine, hidden, you know, not to be caught, not to be talked about. And then, you know, the activities that happened on that day. But this was planned out, and each little bit of this plan is significant. So I hope that this is just blown out of the water. American can see it so that the fraud can stop, because they continue with the Republican Party that are in the Congress right now going after the people who are investigating, the people who are, you know, prosecuting, and a lot of America have not seen this evidence, and they need to get that right out to the public,
right,
because we never want this to happen again. Thank you so much, Matt. Appreciate it.
Excellent call, Gene. Excellent call. Dick of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Dick?
Of the coup itself, to the leader of the coup himself, he comes right out and says he'll do this and lots more. That speech the other day, if you take him at his word, Matt, maybe he's really not going to run, because he said, we'll drive out the globalists, cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. Is he saying he's dropping out of the race? Seriously, he said that. He doesn't even know.
Right. If you want to drive out the fascists, commie sympathizers, Putin sympathizers, and autocrats, absolutely, I'm with him entirely. Excellent call. Thanks a lot for calling. Really appreciate it. Dave from Duluth, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dave?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was looking up the Florida Keys, and supposedly in 2025, 2 years out, you know, we're already suffering from a lot of heat. Supposedly, U.S. Highway 1, which connects those bridges, they're reporting that within 2 years, by 2025, many could be underwater. And we've got Republican governor down there. Well, that's going to be interesting to see how that state, that governor reacts, since they've got their head in the sand about, you know, global warming slash climate.
Right. Well, you know, the Republican Party is damaging us and the world by opposing anything to do with trying to address climate change. I've been in Key West. When I was in the Navy, we put into the port there as we were in the Caribbean for a while. Me and my buddies would go over to Sloppy Joe's. I don't know if you've ever been in Key West, but that's the Hemingway bar where he liked to hang out. And, you know, an historic bar. We'd sit there, have a few beers, go back to the ship. And I love the Keys. I love, of all the Keys, Marathon Key, all of them, Key Largo and all that. I personally do not think the Keys are going to be around 100 years from now. Take a good look at the map. Take a good look at the map. They are very, very low in sea level. I'm not sure that Venice in Italy is going to be a city in a couple hundred years. Already they have water coming into the basements and the canals and all that. We can do something about it, and the Republican Party is standing in the way. In fact, a lot of them, something like 39 of them, just said they will not vote for any more spending in the federal government until Joe Biden gets rid of hard infrastructure, which already had passed, and especially the component parts to address climate change. Excellent call. Thank you. Hoosier Bob from Indiana, my friend. Thanks for calling. Hoosier Bob, what's in your mind today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Flynn. First time call.
Yeah, Bob, what's
up? A couple points. One, keep in mind, Key West is 8 feet above sea level.
Right.
Think
right.
about that. Yes, right. I lived that. Yep. That was my home for years. All right. My second question or point, why cannot these fake electors, a lot of the Republicans, and the quote-unquote Freedom Caucus, why can't they be rolled up in a RICO?
Yeah, excellent. Let me address that, Bob. Hoosier Bob, welcome on your first call. RICO is a federal statute that stands for racketeering in corrupt organizations, and they took it out of one of those old movies. Remember RICO? You know, Mother of God, is this the end of RICO? And they thought that was funny, and they called it RICO. But basically, Basically, it's a wide-ranging conspiracy statute, and they got organized crime with it. They can get gangs with it, and they Now, I'll give you a blunt answer, Bob. The answer is that everything that the Freedom Caucus, that Ron Johnson, that the fake electors, that Trump, that Giuliani have all done is absolutely indictable as a RICO offense. Because as you, I think, impliedly pointed out, the purpose of your call, you can get a wide variety of people in a conspiracy on RICO, even if they individually said, hey, wait a minute, I didn't do it. Yeah, I knew the other guy was going to do it. Yeah, I did something to help him do it. I'm part of this whole gang. I'm part of the whole gang. I'm a part of organized crime. I'm part of a, you know, they've gotten gangs out of El Salvador that way. They've got, you can get drug cartels that way. I think that is a darn good idea. But you know what the impediment is? These are the highest people in American government in the legislative side. It takes an awful lot of political courage to indict them all on that theory. And I think the theory is in the Department of Justice that to do that gives an overriding impression of political retaliation. Better to go after them individually. I think, listen, Jack Smith's already gone after Trump in Mar-a-Lago. Now he's going to go after him again in Washington. You cut the head of the snake off. Yes, these other guys can be gotten. Some of them asked for pardons of Trump, you know, the Scott Perry of Pennsylvania and a lot of the others, and not all of them got pardons. So it is a RICO enterprise. It is indictable. I think that the DOJ is looking at this thing, and Dana Nessel in Michigan is, let's get the people we can get. And as a matter of fact, we will stop it that way. Thanks for the call. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you need to pin all their ears back. I mean, like here in Wisconsin, you have Dan Knoedl, because he sent that letter. Fitzgerald and his staff, that they arranged that, put that room in the state capitol because they're part of the conspiracy there, too.
Right,
I mean,
right.
The whole reticence. The reticence of prosecuting those people just emboldens them, allows them to flap their gums right now and furtherance of further crimes. You have to pin their ears back now and go as far down the food chain, far down, up and down the food chain as you need to do to get all their assets.
I think that's a great idea. And you're absolutely right, because in the fake electors in Wisconsin, there was somebody who set up the meeting. Scott Fitzgerald and Voss set up the meeting. Then they met and they tried to conceal it. And let me tell you why that's important. That's admissible at evidence. I'll give you a really crude example. Guy robs a bank. He runs away. He goes home, shaves off his beard, and changes his clothes. The prosecutor can introduce that as his effort to conceal, and a jury can infer from that, along with other evidence, that he's the guy that committed the crime. When you have people trying to hide stuff, prosecutors like that, because that's admissible to the jury and can be evidence of the fact that they knew they were doing something wrong and had committed a crime. So in this particular case, Ron Johnson, what is he doing holding the Michigan elector thing and then having his chief of staff call Pence's chief of staff and saying, I want to get this to you? He facilitated the transmission of the fake Michigan electors to the vice president of the United States, who is going to preside over the certification. That falls squarely within RICO or any conspiracy theory. What are Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, not F. Scott Fitzgerald, the author, Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, and Voss doing, setting up a secret meeting room that's guarded and locked, and they're told to shut up about it, to do the fake electors? They were part of it. You're absolutely right. Very, very excellent. I want to raise a Ukraine issue for Bob and Madison, who had called before. I agree with him 100%. Ukraine right now is doing magnificently, heroically in its defense. It needs more. It needs the F-16s ASAP. I'm glad, very glad, that Biden is sending them the cluster munitions. The Ruskies are using cluster munitions on Ukrainian civilians with a high dud rate, 8 or 9%. Almost 10% of them don't go off. They lie in the field. Some Ukrainian kid a year from now is going to be playing something and get blown up. U.S. cluster munitions have a dud rate of less than 2%. And they're being sent, not used against civilians, only against Ruskies. Rusky soldiers. Breaking news today, Ukrainians just bombed a Russian base in Crimea. Crimea is Ukraine. The Russians just took it. They're occupying. The Ukrainians bombed the bridge. If you take a look, the bridge between Crimea and Russia is their source of getting supplies into the war. And they hit it again a second time. They should hit it a third time. What kills me is the Associated Press will say, two people were killed in the bridge. Oh, really? Two people? Oh, really? Really? Well, 19 were killed in Odessa. And 80 of them were tortured in Mariupol and Bakhmut. Hey, get the Russians out of there. Bob is exactly right calling in on that. One other little development. There's a group called the BRIC. I don't know if you've heard of it. Brazil, Russia, India, and China. They have South Africa in there, and they meet. And they're sort of like a junior league G7, like the you know, in high school, you have the varsity football team. You have the junior varsity. This is the junior varsity, economically and every other respect. They're meeting in South Africa this time in September. The South African president sent Putin a message saying, don't show up because I have a treaty to arrest you because there's a warrant out for you, the court in The Hague. And Putin is pushing back now. Breaking news today, they just announced he is not going to show up. He's afraid of being arrested. Then they have this stuff about, well, Prigozhin is somehow appearing and telling his troops this and that, but they never show him. They say it looks like his silhouette. My whole personal opinion is Prigozhin is in a Russian prison with his wrist tied to a hook if he's still alive. And the guy's bad news. He's a torturer. I hope let him do it to each other. These people are sick. They're genocidal sadists. I'm tired of hearing the media go, they fought bravely at, what do you mean they fought bravely at Bakhmut, the Wagnerians? They tortured people. They tortured women and children. They kidnapped children and sent them to Russia. And the mandate was, quote, beat the Ukrainian at them. Beat the Ukrainian at them. I don't want a country like that. Our policymakers, and they've been circumspect about saying this, should be this. Russia is a failed society. There's only 145 million of them occupying 11 time zones of gas and oil. They've exported nothing but torture, genocide, and sadism in the last 110 years. Yes, they had some great music in the 19th century. Yeah, they had Tchaikovsky. I like it very much. Yes, they had some great writers. Yes, Gogol, and they had Dostoevsky and Pushkin and all that. They haven't had anybody in 110 years because a guy comes along, they kill him. They kill him. Get Ukraine what it needs. And they should have gotten this to him a year ago. Ukrainians are magnificent. Zelensky's magnificent. Get them what they need, especially air power, especially the F-16s, everything they need. For 5% of our defense budget, we are pushing back through the Ukrainians against Russia in a magnificent way. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated storms this evening, some could be strong, mostly clear overnight, and a low in the low 60s. A mix of sun and clouds and upper 70s for Thursday. Sunshine and around 80 Friday. A stray storm or two possible Saturday, high in the low 80s. It's 82 right now.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And on Ukraine, I want to finish up with one thing also that Bob Madison brought up, and that's the grain deal. About a year ago, finally, Russia agreed. You know, Ukraine is one of the biggest wheat producers in the world. They produce 10% of the world's wheat. Ukraine does. 15% of the world's corn, 13% of the world's barley. And it's a large percent of sunflower oil, which apparently is used for food. And there is something like 40 million people who, if their stuff can't be exported, face starvation in Africa largely. They can export it through Poland by train, but anybody who looks at this realizes that's really unworkable. Trying to export 10% of the world's wheat, 15% of its corn, 13% of its barley, and much of its sunflower oil by rail cars doesn't transport enough volume. You got to do it with ships. Russia has now said, quote, "We're pulling out of our agreement not to bomb ships coming out of Ukraine in international waters," by the way. The Black Sea are international water. And the Dardanelles coming down from the Black Sea through Turkey. Turkey permits them to go through. These are international waters. And then into the Mediterranean and beyond. The Wall Street Journal had an editorial today that I agree with. I don't agree with a lot of their editorials, but this one I agree with. It said that NATO, led by the United States, should say to Ukraine, go ahead and ship this wheat. And we will inform Russia that these are international waters and they cannot bomb grain ships. And if necessary, we will provide escorts. And what would be best would not be escorts of the U.S. Navy, but escorts from the French, British, Turkish navies, Romanian, Finnish now, Swedish now, as soon as they get in. And each of these grain ships will have an escort. The Ruskies, if they tried to attack that, are asking for a lot of trouble. In other words, this is like going all in poker, if you play hold'em. The Ruskies have to call that by doing something. They're not going to. That was proposed a year ago, and one reason why the Ruskies caved. That's got to be said again. Over 40 million people, it'll at least be food insecurity. If you took a look at some of the things that you've seen on, you know, various, I know that ABC did it and some of the other networks about people starving in Sudan and Somalia. You know, these poor women go out trying to get water lilies to feed these kids, starving kids. And this is 10% of the world's wheat, 15% of its corn, 13% of its barley and sunflower oil. And the Ruskies, extremely sadistic, are barring that. I want to get back to the topics that we talked about at the beginning about Trump, give you the latest update today. In the target letter that Jack Smith sent to Trump, there are three federal statutes mentioned. One of the sources has seen the letter. The target letter is not the indictment itself, so there could be more in the indictment. But what is in the target letter is that he could be indicted for conspiracy to defraud the U.S., deprivation of rights, interference with Congress, and tampering with a witness. He has 4 days to go in front of the grand jury. He's not going to go in front of the grand jury because anything he says can be used against him. So that indictment could come out Friday. It could come out next week, the week after. Last time that Jack Smith sent him a target letter, it came out 3 weeks later. Trump immediately attacks Jack Smith and his wife. Jack Smith has needed $2 million of taxpayer-paid security because of Trump's attacks. One other piece of breaking news. I had alluded to it in an earlier show, but there's more clarification. Rudy Giuliani apparently may be flipping on Trump. He apparently had been invited to speak to Jack Smith more than once, multiple times. And the sources say that he meets according to a cooperation agreement, which is also called a proffer. And apparently what happened is he got very chicken at the end, because remember, how old is Giuliani now? What, 70s, you know, whatever, 60s, 70s? If you were told when you were 70 years old, you may spend the next 18 years in a prison, you might do anything necessary to make sure you don't, at least don't go to prison. Maybe plead guilty, you do this or that, you don't go to prison. Giuliani had sought a pardon from Trump. Trump did not give him the pardon. He gave Steve Bannon a pardon and Mike Flynn a pardon. He did not give Rudy Giuliani a pardon. But when you meet under a cooperation agreement or a proffer, what that means is your lawyer calls the Department of Justice, says, we would like to meet with you under a cooperation agreement. Department of Justice says, all right, send me a proffer letter. And in the letter, if the lawyer signs it, not Giuliani, and it's not usable against him in court. And sometimes they won't do a letter. It's verbal. And they'll say, well, he's going to say that Trump did this and Trump did that. They can't use that against Giuliani, that proffer, at trial. Giuliani doesn't even have to testify if he's indicted, and if it's only Trump and they subpoena him, he can't be asked about it. They listen to it and they go, that's dynamite stuff. A prosecutor's MO is to nab the highest ranking guy in the chain. That's Trump. Giuliani's pretty high up. So if Giuliani said, I want to rat on a guy who went up to the courthouse, to the Capitol, they're going to say, get out of here. But if he rats higher, if he snitches higher, that's what they want. One of the problems for Giuliani is there's a second part of that equation. Did he rat early enough? Early rats get the cheese. Early rats are the ones that don't get prosecuted or they don't get jail time. He's coming in what? In July. Coming in July. And Trump's already got a target letter. This is a very late rat. However, he's a very important rat, and he might have something juicy. He might get a little cheese. Maybe he will get not 18 years, but 6 months. I don't know. And I'm not being facetious about this. This is exactly how prosecutors look at it. So the question is he too late? Do the prosecution, do they have the same evidence from other people and they say, get out of here? Or does he get some cheese? Does he get either not prosecuted, which I doubt, but at the very least, but the fact that he's doing it shows that he's scared and alarmed, and Trump should be very, very concerned. Coming to the end of the show. Great callers as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly.
Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.